Time now for another edition of the Old F***er's Almanac.
Hi, Grandpa.
Well, hello there, Buster Brown.
I thought you might have had a fall or something because you didn't call in.
You caught me on the toilet.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm not going anywhere for a while.
What, you're on the toilet right now?
Yeah, I had your grandma bring me the phone.
Well, I had no, we could have done this at a different time than Grandpa if you wanted to.
Oh, I love you too much for that. I'd do anything for you. Pants around the knees and on.
Oh, thank you so much,
me
Grandpa.
Around the ankle.
Yeah, okay. A little bit too much information. Think, you're on the radio now. This is not talking to Grandma or anything like that. You're on the radio. People don't need to know that stuff.
Well, I did get your she-mail.
My what? My what mail?
The electronic mail you sent.
Yeah, email. Email.
And they had where the letters were blue, and you click on it.
Yes.
And lo and behold, up pops your pretend radio show.
No, it's a real radio show, Grandpa. I've been doing this for a long time.
I was talking to your cousin.
Who, Pete?
And he said anybody could have a radio show now. It's a universal port. You could just plug in a microphone and, by God, you put up a little address and anybody can click on it.
This isn't internet, Grandpa. This isn't internet. This is radio. Do you remember when you used to listen to Roosevelt's Fireside Chats?
Oh, do I?
That's the same kind of radio.
We could use a man like that again.
Oh, couldn't we? Couldn't we? Now, are you ready to do the almanac today?
Oh, he was in a wheelchair.
I know that, Grandpa. Yeah,
and
polio.
His wife was a bull dyke.
They were rumors. But
he got his release with that secretary.
I know he did. She was with him when he died. Can we do the almanac, Grandpa?
It's important that one has love in one's life.
It is very important.
Speaking of which, I was listening to your pretend radio show yesterday.
Oh, so you were listening.
I guess you must amuse yourself several hours a day. You know, I've never told you this before, but I had what they'd call nowadays a stalker.
You had a stalker?
And you know, it's nothing you want to mess with, believe you me.
Well, I firmly agree.
I was working at the asbestos factory.
Yes.
And one of the secretaries there got it in her head that she wanted some of what I had to give. And so I slipped her the sausage once or twice.
Oh, now come on, Grandpa. Come, please.
And she just couldn't let it go.
Okay, please.
Nowadays, what you call hit it and quit it. And she didn't get the message.
Can we do the almanac, Grandpa?
Once she got a hold of the old kielbasa, she didn't want to let go. So. Be careful. Be careful, son.
I am. I'm very
There's
careful.
There's some crazy bitches in the world.
Right. Men your age, you know what they always say? If you get to be your age, you don't get there by being a fool.
No, you don't. And when you get to be my age, you really start to appreciate the value of a prostitute.
Right. Grandpa, are you smoking again?
What?
Are you smoking again?
Well, I got to do something about the smell.
What?
And at my age, who gives a rat's ass?
You're right.
If I'm smoking?
You know what? You should be able to do what you want. Screw what the doctors say. Smoke.
And I'll tell you, heroin is very peaceful.
Why not? At your age, why not?
The colored fella down the block, very reasonable. You want me to get you some?
No, I'll wait till I'm your age before I try it.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Okay, can we do the almanac now, Grandpa?
I thought we were doing that.
No, you're talking to me about, stalkers and smoking and heroin and pants down around your ankles.
And what's wrong with that?
I'd like you... You're on the radio.
Okay,
you're
all
supposed
right,
to
fine.
Talk about the almanac.
You know, I play along with you, pretend we're doing a radio show.
We are!
I try to give you a little piece of advice, and when I get it spit back up in my face. Once you give her the old kielbasa, it's something that all the men in our family have had to deal with at one time or another. It's like crack to these women. Mm-hmm. You give them an inch, they take you all 12.
Can we do the almanac?
Okay, what did you... Your grandmother printed this out.
Oh, she did? Well, see, she still does nice things for you.
Yeah, you got the address, right? It's grandma at Gmail. grandma mail, I guess. Because on this date in 1789, Ben Franklin wrote a letter to a friend in which he said, in this world, nothing can be certain except death and taxes.
You've learned that.
Grandpa would add another one to that.
What's
that? Syphilis.
What?
Syphilis.
Syphilis?
In 1940, when this froggy was a-courting, Walt Disney's Fantasia was released. What a huge flop.
Yeah, it was.
It only became a hit when it was re-released in 1977 when all the kiddies were smoking marijuana. Oh, Jesus.
You all right?
I just can't believe that smell came out of me. In 1942, President Roosevelt lowered the minimum draft age from 21 to 18.
Yeah.
1946, skiers at Mount Greylock, Massachusetts, amazed by inventor Vincent Schaefer's new creation, artificial snow. 1961, The Lion Sleeps Tonight by the Tokens was released.
Oh,
quite
yeah.
Possibly the most annoying song ever.
Yeah, that was a very famous song. They thought they were all communists. Do you remember that, Grandpa?
Well, they were.
I don't know if they all were communist.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I remember the damn Guthrie family, all of them. Oh, 1973, 19-year-old Jerry Lee Lewis Jr., the son of Jerry Lee Lewis, killed on a highway accident in Mississippi. That's a hell of a way to go.
Yeah.
Several days earlier, he'd appeared on television as a drummer in his Dirty Daddy's band. 11 years earlier, Jerry Lee Lewis's only other son, Steve Allen, named after the talk show host,
yeah, I would imagine,
the killer on national television, drowned in the family pool at the age of 3.
Oh, my.
In 1981, the film Time Bandits was released.
Yes.
And you want to see that film if you haven't.
Why?
Well, it's one of the few times that you can see R2-D2 without the costume.
That's true.
Mm. Kenny Baker was in the movie Time Bandits between The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, and he starred as a midget named Fidget.
Yep.
Oh, you'll remember this one. I remember rocking you on my knee.
Yeah.
You were in college at the time.
Yes, I was.
It was in 1982, Ray Boom Boom Mancini regained his WBA light heavyweight title by knocking out Dooku Kim in the 14th round. Of course, that Korean got what was coming to him.
Wait, he died! What do you mean he got
later,
what he...
Yep.
He died! How dare you, Grandpa, say he got what he got coming
Don't
to him?
Don't you, how dare you me! Anybody's going to be saying, how dare you, I'll be saying it to you.
Well, you don't talk disparagingly like that about a man that lost his life like that.
Well, he was a tomato can.
All right, we got to end this.
He shouldn't have gotten the ring with Boom Boom to begin with. Damn tomato can.
Okay,
you know
he wasn't a tomato
about.
Can. Are we done?
In 1992, Elton John performed in Mexico for the first time, performed his first Mexican concert in front of 90,000 Mexicans in Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
Later that night, he became the first man to attend a donkey show for the donkey.
We're done, Grandpa.
In 2004, old Dirty Bastard of the Wu-Tang Clan.
How do you know that?
Died.
How do you know anything?
Days before his 36th birthday.
How do you know about that?
And in 1975, I take it back. This is the most annoying song ever. Feelings by Morris Albert, certified gold.
I thought that was a nice song.
And Feelings. Finally, in 1998, Weezer's self-titled album, a.k.a. the Blue Album,
went triple platinum.
You remember that record,
don't you? Oh, sure, you do, don't you?
I love that Buddy Holly. You know, what's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they got a front?
Okay. We're Grandpa, I love you.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Love you, Grandpa. Thanks for thinking of me.
Well, it's fun to pretend, right, and yep. I've always been an enabler.
Yup. Thanks for the memories. Good times.
Well, and thanks for the package.
You're welcome.
Calms me down.
I know. You're welcome.
Okie doke.
All right. Send my love to Grandma.
You give my best to all your imaginary friends okay. and listeners.
Yep. Okay. Bye, Grandpa.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, all right.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
in the afternoon. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey.
You might be right. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Sorry, folks. Haney and I are doing another show off the air. No, hold on. I admit those lights were bright. I didn't adjust them yet. I need the track lighting in this studio.
Well, someone has turned off the light from the ship.
Look. Oh, that's true. Did the bulb burn out?
No, somebody just turned it off.
Nobody turns it off.
Junior, you know you're in charge of technical matters and rats.
Yeah, haven't had that problem yet.
Yeah, he hasn't really.
Will you do me a favor and see if that bulb
does it have a switch on it?
Somebody unplug.
I don't know, I'll check.
Yeah, check on that. Will you?
He's going to need to get capable in a hurry.
I know. Now they're going to turn on. Now dim them. Okay, fine. Perfect. Well, that's even a little bright.
That is.
That's a little bright. Okay, good.
Check the ship light. I don't know why that's out.
It's usually... I'll bet you it's the bulb. I don't know anybody that unplugged that, unless somebody on the night show did it.
Is it unplugged? Yep. What kind of maniac?
Oh, there we go.
Perfect.
Yeah, all right, good. Thank you.
See?
Thank you very much.
I diagnosed the problem.
Yeah,
and then,
you did.
And then delegated to see that it was fixed.
That's what you're best at.
I am very good at delegating.
You always have been. always have been. Can I tell people here in Southwest Florida, stop it. For the first time last night, I was going through a neighborhood, saw the first of the Christmas lights.
Oh,
now,
man.
Now stop. Now,
it's brutal. Okay.
You used to hear your parents always saying, Christmas is starting earlier every year. Well, it is. What's the rush? Because I'm telling you right
Stan,
now, I'm already feeling it. Christmas is coming up on me too damn fast.
Retail.
Anyway, that's the answer for in the store. Retail.
No, that's where it started, and now people think it's normal. And let me tell you, you know this. Christmas is not pleasant for me.
Nor I.
Because I have a neighbor who feels the need to put on one of those displays.
Oh, what's so bad about that? I thought you meant Christmas difficult because it's appearing places and
that's
obligations.
That's a given.
That's what I suffer from.
Stan's private time, okay?
Yeah.
When Stan is out on the lanai with that pineapple.
Yeah.
How's that doing, by the way?
It got buggy. So I had to get rid of it.
Aw. Well, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
No, I'll tell you what happened, and I know I don't want
to... You want to go in on a pineapple,
no,
Junior?
I don't want to interrupt your story. I just got to put a caveat
to
that.
No, you just want to interrupt it.
No, I don't do that. Now, that pineapple...
what are you saying, that's my gig?
Yep. Now, that pineapple actually grew into a fruit that I ate, and then I took the top of that one and replanted it, kind of like the circle of life.
Uh-huh.
And that was the second one started growing like mad, but then I noticed it was not doing
well,
too well.
Well, did you replace the soil?
No, I put the same soil. Just stuck it back in there. What's the matter with
it? Why would you burn the soil out.
No,
the nutrients have been taken into the pineapple you ate.
Now, it's doing just fine. It got but it got buggy.
No, and then when you put the pineapple refuse in there, for a while that decayed and energized
the
soil,
like the fertilizer.
But it wasn't enough, and then it goes buggy.
Let's stop. Let's.
You're the one that brought it up.
I'm having my time on my lanai, and this is
well,
how
you brought it up. You brought up the pineapple.
No, you brought up the pineapple. Now,
so let's say Stan.
Yes, I'm on my lanai smoking next to where the
pineapple
was.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And it is.
It's what time?
November 20th.
Okay,
say
November 20th. November 20th,
mm-hmm.
right before Thanksgiving.
And Stan really cherishes that time on the lanai.
What time of day is this? Nighttime, evening, 9, 10, what?
Well, these days, nighttime starts at about 4.
I understand that. So, what is it, 4 in the afternoon?
Stan has just done a show, and he's ready to decompress.
Okay, I can picture myself right now decompressing.
And he'd like just a few minutes alone.
Yes.
It's dark.
Yes, yes.
And all of a sudden, Stan starts hearing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer at Metallica level volume.
I'd call a cop. That's
and,
what I do.
And as you hear that fire up, you start to see a light show going on around you as you're trying to read your tablet.
I can understand that.
About a sunken ship or whatever you're on that day.
Yeah.
And that goes on all the way through January 20th.
Okay, I got a couple answers. You don't want to hear them, but I got a couple
answers. Do any of them involve pineapples?
No.
All right, go ahead then.
Okay.
Because if it did, I was going to have something to say, but that's fine.
Nobody in any neighborhood, unless you're a jackass, will go and crank up Christmas music.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
On November 20th and playing it loud enough that it goes and permeates their property into the other neighborhood's property. That loud. And I know that there are certain ranges of hearing that you can't hear and some that you hear very well. I tend to think that that's at a pitch that you can hear it like a pin dropping when that music comes on. And
now, we're all so proud of Grandpa.
Now, if it
does, I can hear that just fine.
It's affecting you right at the brainstem. Now, if they have this on, A, turn it down. B, Christmas lights and displays out, turned off at 11. Then save them for the next night.
But with it getting dark, earlier,
yeah,
it will start at
on.
Dark and, yeah. and go until 11.
But I don't get with the noise. I mean, who are they trying? How do they live in their own house if it's blaring that loud?
Because it's pointed towards me.
Okay.
And it goes on for months.
Yeah.
What, months? It's like it's 3 weeks. Months.
2 months.
Of that song straight.
Oh, no.
Cranked up loud, speaker pointed at your house.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Is that this neighbor of yours puts hundreds of dollars
in a
light and sound display
one of those,
pointed at you?
It is one of these things that they think that they're doing a community good.
Oh, is that what? Does anybody else in the neighborhood try to compete with them?
No. Oh, no.
It's just them and them alone.
Yeah, because people enjoy it so much.
So the neighborhood does enjoy it?
No.
No?
No.
They think they enjoy it?
No. They have people from all over town drive there.
Oh, so it's a destination.
Yes.
You have to see the lights. And then people stop in front of your house.
They enjoy it so much. It's just a winter wonderland.
Oh, I'd have a problem. All right, I'm with you on that. I'm siding with you on that.
And you ask me, oh, you telling me they play Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Don't even.
No, no, no. They mix it in with other things like this.
Don't.
With the big lights, they start flashing.
With lasers and all that?
No, just lights flashing.
Oh, strobes?
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah!
This is at night.
Yes!
You're out on your
lanai
trying to read a book.
Yes! And 90% of the time, there's nobody there.
Y'all ready for this?
This flashing around.
Oh, I don't think that's right.
But of course it's not right! But it happens every...
So this has gone on for more than 1 year. Does it get bigger every year?
Yes. Can you explain to me what's Christmassy about this?
Nothing. It's, you know what this is? Hey, look at me.
And came with the demo for the precision lights.
You know what it also says? It also says, rob my house. This is the one you want.
Why?
There's nobody around. They just got it on. That's a good...
No, I mean, the vast majority of the time, there's nobody looking at the lights. There's nobody there listening to this music except me.
Is it that loud?
Yes! It's louder than this at just regular, just sitting there hearing it. It's louder than this is.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah. No, that would... I'm siding with you on this. It would drive me insane.
All right.
That's a Target house right there. That's a Target for eggs. That's a Target for invasion.
But they mean well, and they think that...
Why don't you, as a friendly neighbor, walk over and say, hey, Carl, you know, I just been speaking for the neighborhood. Can you keep it down?
Oh, that's me, Stan, friendly neighbor.
They probably don't even know you live there.
No, they don't. Yeah. It's been, been 5 years of this, Carl. You don't know me. But you've tortured me.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Feel like freaking Admiral Stockdale.
Why am I here?
A nonstop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney.
What?
96 K-Rock.
What's he up doing? What's he giving me a look over there for? Like, he knows something I don't.
Just giving him some tips on horses.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sure.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Yeah.
Stan is not involved in Red Dead, and me and Junior are we're completely into Red
Dead.
You're
immersed into it. You're immersed. You know what?
And you don't care about it.
No, I'm glad you enjoy it. That I do care about that. I'm glad that you have made a new friend that you can play, your video games with, and I think that's fine.
But you don't want to?
No. No.
You know what? You're in kind of a sour mood today.
Yeah, I'm a little bit sour.
Can I help?
No, I'm going to tell you something. I got to tell you this.
All right, well, as you tell me
this. What are you going to do?
I just want to cheer you up. Okay. As you tell me this, I'll just play this and see if it helps.
Okay. Talking about my pineapple plant dying. Some guy.
Yeah, I don't know why you brought that up.
Some guy texted, I have a question for Stan. Whatever happened with your fish that wasn't doing so hot?
Not doing so hot.
That was about 12 years ago. The fish died. What the hell is that all? I'll tell you right now. Those of you with dogs and cats and fish is the best pet. It doesn't keep you up at night.
Easy disposal.
It doesn't bark. You don't have to take it for walks. And long before you get tired of it, it dies.
And if you got more than one fish, you don't even have to fish it out to throw it away. They'll take care of it.
What the F does this stop sounding like a jealous girlfriend? Who is the girlfriend here?
What are you talking about?
Somebody's just making their own minds up. Don't tell. Look, when you. Who is this? Marbury? When you get your own.
Oh, is Stefan Marbury after you again?
When you get your own GD show, then let me know about
it. Yeah, we'll see you at the bowling alley, Marbury. Yeah.
You mother.
What a douche.
Grab bag. Brought to you. Brought to you by the Peter Mug North.
Can't even bowl.
Yeah.
Nearly cost him his career.
Yeah.
Big didn't boy. Bother me.
Yep.
Like I just we went ahead and bowled.
Just like a jealous girlfriend.
Yep. How's that shoe going?
Yeah. So why don't you shut up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sold a whole bunch of those starberries, didn't you?
Speaking of a jealous girlfriend, our gal is tired of the scam calls.
Oh, I see.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Hello? Ugh. Why do these scam callers call but then never say anything?
It's obnoxious enough some are trying to sell me a timeshare, like I got 15 grand in my wallet. But how lazy do they have to be to say nothing at all? Do they get paid for that job? Because if they do, sign me up for that gig. Oh, wait, that's kind of what I do most of the time at my work. I used to like it when my phone rang and it was always someone I knew, but now it rings and I waste my super friendly sounding hello voice for nothing. And I get the same feeling as when I got crank called in high school. Who is it? Why are they cranking me? I always had a feeling it was Billy Taylor after I broke up with him at prom. Wouldn't that be weird if it was still him after all these years? Oh, I should answer. Billy Taylor, is that you? Oh, it's my mom. Decline call. Now she's someone I wish I could get to say nothing.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
A lot of people wonder why just 1 minute. Beyond that, it's not safe.
Oh, yeah. You can cause permanent damage.
Indeed.
Me and my friends at Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
I don't think that he knows that Miller High Life is beer. I think he thinks it's champagne.
Well, it's going to confuse him even more this holiday season because Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, is...
Do they still print that on the label?
Yes, they do.
Good.
And it's even going to be more. So they're releasing a special bottle over the holidays, Miller High Life in a gold champagne bottle.
Now I know what Dave's getting.
Yeah. And, of course, I want to thank my friends over at the High Life.
There's one beer that stands out among the hundreds of beers that look alike in their brown and green bottles. That's Miller High Life in its clear, clean bottle. Because Miller makes it right, every glass of Miller High Life is always refreshing, satisfying, and really deep down good. Ask the man for Miller. For well over 115 years, it's been called... the champagne of beers.
Yeah. All those other places with the green and brown bottles, they're all wrong. You want a nice, clear bottle that lets the sunlight right into the beer.
Yep. That's the truth.
There's a reason that beer bottles are different colors.
To keep the light out.
Mm-hmm. But not the champagne of beers.
Absolutely not.
It's not necessary.
Not necessary.
Wouldn't make a difference
not
with that beer.
Not when it's that quality.
Nope.
The champagne of beers. Yes, it's still on the label.
That is Dave's definition of success.
Yep.
Is that you can drink Miller High Life and have a steak and a shrimp cocktail.
If you've got the time.
We've got the beer, Miller beer. If you've got the time.
What was that? What was that? Hold on. Miller tastes too good to hurry.
Oh, yeah. Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. Whole generations won't know that.
No.
They won't know a Spuds McKenzie.
Just like...
Do you know a Spuds McKenzie?
Do you know who Spuds McKenzie... No, of course you don't know who Spuds McKenzie is.
What if we say, what's that?
You know what that means?
You know what that is?
Isn't that from Scary Movie?
No. Do you know anything about the Budweiser lizards?
No.
Or the frogs?
No.
Hey, Louie.
I'm telling you, you don't know what you're doing.
What are you talking about? I don't know what I'm doing. Of course I know what I'm doing.
That's like
we're gonna get these frogs and we're going to be in a Bud Light commercial.
That's like being a brewery and putting your beer in clear bottles. What about Clydesdales?
Yeah, you know about Clydesdales?
No.
What about Ed McMahon?
I know the name.
You know the name. You don't know
I can't believe Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah.
I think that's a great jumping off point. You have no clue what Spuds McKenzie is.
No.
Yes, you do. Come on, you're joking.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, tell us what you learned.
Yeah, what did you learn about Spuds McKenzie?
See, we don't need an education in it. We lived it.
Oh, it's a dog.
Yeah.
You would like that dog.
Looks like a cool dog.
Yeah.
Yep. Every boy loved that dog and the beer.
Yep. Here comes the king. Here comes the big number one.
Bum, 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 bum.
Budweiser beer, the king is second to none.
Bum, 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 bum.
Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da, da. Yeah. When you you say, Bud, you've said it all. When you say, Bud, you've said it all.
All right.
Okay. Remember Budman?
Oh, I remember Budman.
Yep.
You know who Budman is?
Oh, yeah.
So much to teach.
Yeah. So little time.
So much valuable information we got to impart to this young fella.
Yeah, here we go. What? Who does this sound like? Guy in Australia poured lighter fluid on his mom's grill last week, even though there was already a good fire going. The gas and the gas can caught on fire, so he threw it and started a fire in the yard. Luckily, nobody was seriously hurt.
I feel like someone would need to get a fire extinguisher.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Yep. When you go into a bar and you order a Schaefer, you are telling yourself, I'm going to have more than one of these. Maybe. You know,
brought to you by Schaefer, the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
And it says in the song, even when your thirst is through. So you're not thirsty anymore.
No,
but you're
going
to have another Schaefer.
Yeah, you just want to get hammered.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't even know who Spuds McKenzie is. You start getting into Ballantine and Old Froth and Slosh.
Oh, my God.
What about Mickey's? You ever heard of Mickey's?
Mickey's Big Mouth?
I haven't heard of any of these.
You know, a Mickey's would change his life.
Change mine.
change mine radically. Yep. Goodbye, law school.
Yeah.
I'm a disc jockey.
See what Mickey's Big Mouth
does. It'll change your life.
Change my life.
Yep.
Like what happened to Haney.
Yeah. What do you mean you're pregnant? Yep. Oh, geez. Give me a Mickey's.
Yeah. Goodbye, law school. This is, you know what, every kid, and I don't know, we weren't smart enough to know this, but then again, we didn't have to deal with this problem. If you have a little kid, and we were always, don't get into a car with strangers, they may say they have a puppy and they want you to see it, don't get, the thing going around now that parents are doing, and I hope all the parents do this, you got a little kid, you got a brother and sister, you know, they're 5, 6, 7 years old, you have a family code word.
Like porterhouse?
Yeah. And
mine is peach basket.
Yep. Yeah. The only ones that you get into a car with are the ones that know the code word. So if your mom or dad says to the neighbor or to a family friend, can you go pick up little Becky? Becky goes and what's the code word? And if the driver doesn't know what the code word is, you don't get into the car. It worked. A 10-year-old girl was walking with her friend near a park in Arizona last Wednesday when a guy in an SUV pulled up, gave her a story about her brother needing help, and asked her to get in. He didn't know the code word.
My daughter called me in tears, crying, upset. She told me that some guy tried to take her. We actually just came up with it a few months ago. So it was something real recent from a story that I read that reminded me from when I was little and we had a code word. And we just talked about people that can pick you up and people who can't pick you up. And in that crazy emergency, it saved my daughter's life.
Yep. Guy couldn't say the code word. Girl wouldn't get in the car. He drove off.
You know, that's when you hear stories like that, it really makes you think about calling the herd.
Yep.
A person like that should not be riding around in the public streets.
Nope. Apparently, Halle Berry loves it. The Rams have a special play where they call out her name.
I'm telling you, he has jumped up to a really next level of quarterbacking from where he was. I mean, it's really impressive to watch.
I guess she heard it. And, you know, you're thinking, oh, she's going to go and sue her. No, loved it.
Well, you know how much money Peyton Manning made off Omaha Steaks.
Yep.
And now Brock Osweiler getting in on it.
Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee died yesterday, 95.
Oh, we weren't aware of that, were we?
Spider-Man, Iron Man, X-Men.
And much like us, a guy who really did good in his career, but never really saw the monetary recompense. Never saw the fruit of his labor.
Until very late in his life.
No, not even then.
He did all right for himself.
They added up what all of his properties should be, and we're talking billions and billions.
He probably sold a lot of them off, huh?
He ended up with under $50 million, which ain't bad to you and me, but to him...
Right. An icon.
It should have been with a B, not an M. He was doing things to get that, where he'd have to sell off future royalties that ended up being billions.
There's a little montage of Stan Lee.
It is such fun creating characters, writing stories, even doing interviews, even though I can't hear most of what the guy says to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do something that you know the fans seem to enjoy, that gives you such satisfaction, you don't want to stop. I think whatever you do, you should do what you most want to do and what you're best at. Too many people don't really do what their heart's desire is, but they try to do something else because they think, well, it'll be easier to get a job or to make money. And if that happens, then when you're doing it, you feel like you're working. But if you do what you really want to do, you feel like you're playing. It's easier for you to do.
That's true. A lot of you just brought it up. You know, he should have had much more than he had. And
what he did have, he got from bad deals. I only use that as an illustration of how important he was with what he created. Is that on that scale? He was considered poor. $50 million was considered poor based on the value of what he'd done.
He went for years and years without being known or recognized. It wasn't, most people didn't find out who he was or wanted to know more about him until the early 80s. And I got a clip when he narrated Spider-Man and his amazing friends. This was
That's
the first
not
time
true. I knew who he was in the 70s.
Because we looked and we read. I'm talking about the mass group of people.
All right.
Poor Spidey. He can't find a way to trace the gamesman's signals when suddenly...
Oh, no. Video Man. We told him to stay out of this.
Video Man.
Zooming at the lightning speed of computer blips, Video Man reaches the communication satellite center in microseconds.
These are your Marvies. These, you know, they know what they knew Stan Lee, and they were well aware of him. Your Marvies.
You know what? He had it down pretty good though, because he always looked the same all the way up to age 95, always looked good, always had a smile on his face.
Yep.
Very hard to find a picture of him where he's not smiling.
Yeah. Or with that full head of hair after he got the plugs.
Well, that was a major investment.
Yes, it was. Gotta look the same.
Well, and they had to sell him on that. And you're gonna go, you know, Stan, you might like to invest in a business, maybe securities. But what's more valuable than Stan Lee?
Yeah.
All right, you got me. How many payments?
You know, that's the thing that we found out with, because over the years, we did a lot of appearances and stuff with the Playboy Playmates. And they had a deal, you know, it was like, if they're in the centerfold for a particular month, when they come out for an appearance, they need to look pretty darn close to what it was in the magazine. Which
is amazing to see.
Yes, it is. Every one of them have said that they're under like a year or 2 year contract where they can't change their hairstyle. They can't go and look any different. After that, then they can. But for like the first year or 2 years, they have to look exactly the same or, you know, do themselves up exactly the same. It's all about image. And that's the way Hef demanded it.
Well, and when you see one of them, it is like the type of woman that the ancient Greeks would make statues of and worship.
Yep. Yeah. And we know for a fact as well, you see them in the magazine, they look better in person. You think, oh, they can't look. Because the magazines do a lot of,
fluffer nutters.
Touching up and stuff. They look better in person. Grab bag brought to
you. Yeah, the magazine makes them look harsher.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you see them in person, they're all nice and soft and smell so nice.
Yeah. Petermoke North.
They have to smell the same, too?
I think so. Same perfume, probably.
Because they smell great.
They did. They smelled wonderful. Petermoke North, coming up on the show. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, taking your legal question. That's a service. Mike Chiannopoulos wants to do this because he knows people can't haphazardly pick up a phone and have legal advice. He said, I want to help the people. And he's going to come in today and give you legal advice.
And sometimes you got one of those questions where, is it that important? I don't know. It would only take a second. But
that's why he's here. He's going to take your phone calls. Later on today, Stan's Name That Movie. Today, the films of John Travolta. We'll be
back. Sorry about your pineapple.
I ate the pineapple. I harvested the pineapple.
Yeah, but the baby didn't make it.
The baby didn't make it. Don't worry about it.
Sure you don't want another one?
I'm fine. I can go and get one for $1.99, cut the top off of it, and plant it. It'll grow.
Well, I'd be happy to get that as a Christmas gift.
You don't have to do it.
$1.99, you say? $1.99,
great gift. Makes a great holiday gift.
Probably get him to knock a few cents off.
Sure, at least.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. By the way, Program Director Jeff Zito.
I'm so glad he's here.
That version of Another One Bites the Dust from the soundtrack.
Yes.
They've remastered it. They've boosted it up. They've really... It's incredible. And he's put a lot of the Queen stuff in from the soundtrack, which has been remastered. It's so good. And didn't you know it? Queen now has two albums... In the top 10.
Two?
Yeah, well.
The soundtrack and what else?
And their greatest hits. You should have the list somewhere in the music section where two Queen albums are in the top 10 right now.
Nice.
277-9600. That's the number into the studio. If you'd like to talk to us, it's a 239 area code. Junior, do I have a prize list today? Oh.
What?
He forgot. I understand it. He's under a lot of pressure.
I don't know. He's been a little sloppy lately.
He has been. Now, I'm
Are we being too nice? Are we being too nice?
Sometimes I think I am being
too nice. I can see where you think that.
Yeah.
Especially the way you coddle Dave.
I'm not going to deal with that right now. We are so split down the middle. He is the most polarizing person. They love him. They hate him. They like me to go after him. They don't like me to go after him. There's no in between. Now, let me explain something. People say, oh, is that a joke? Do you see me ever going off on Junior that way? Or did you ever see me go off on D-Train that way? No. We are all co-workers around here. We try to do the best.
Sense of decorum.
A sense of decorum around here. He's the only one that will set me off like that. Well, we had a producer once that did the same thing.
Oh.
There is just a
good reason.
Yeah, there is just a personality trait. Now, Haney, I can't put my finger on know when it's there.
And it's 20 years of history.
Yes, of not learning and trying to help. Let me explain something. Haney and I, my friend Mark Haney here. Thank you, Junior. See how polite I am to him? If it was Dave, I'd say, give me that thing right now. But I won't.
No, you don't speak to him like that.
It doesn't elicit that kind of feelings. But people have to understand something. And I'm being serious talk. Haney and I, between the two of us, have gotten him numerous almost too many to count job opportunities or life advice that would save him an awful lot of headaches. And when you see that thrown back into your face with a stupid, dumbass grin and a giggle and a thousand-mile stare where he's just not getting it, you tend to get frustrated.
I think he's going to surprise you.
What? After all these years? I don't think so.
Yes.
How?
Well, for starters, there was an event, a coconut event.
Yeah, I know.
And Dave was there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to him, he didn't have a single beer because he knows that's bad.
Yeah.
And he was there with Zito and Matt Mangus and a couple of the kids they got working
right
here.
Right, the K-Rock crew.
Yeah. And I guess that we had a VIP area or something.
I guess that's what we had.
And Dave was there. He didn't have any official duties, but he said that the kids were in charge of the VIP area, and an old drunk K-Rocker came up there, and Dave decided to intervene and save them.
I would certainly hope he would know how to do that. He speaks his language.
And, you know, the guy started in on the kids. You telling me I can't have a seat right there? Blah, blah, blah. And they were frightened.
Sure, understandably so.
And Dave came in and did the, hey, brah, what's going on kind of thing. Mm. And diffused the situation.
Good for him.
And he felt really good about that.
Sure.
He protected the children.
And told everybody about it.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
But see, that's not the old Dave.
Yes, it is.
The old Dave would have been right by the guy's side because the guy would be buying him beers and he'd be going, there's no reason he can't just sit down, dude.
Circumstance different. He still wanted to brag about it.
Do you care if I just immerse myself back in my Old West video game while you're talking?
What are you going to do? What? Go ahead.
Because I really like that game. You with me, Junior?
Is this like the soundtrack from it?
Yep.
2779600.
You would so enjoy that.
I'm not a big fan of the shoot 'em up games.
Only because you're no good at it.
Right. Thus, I don't play the game.
I suck and I enjoy it.
Good. That's good. And that's why you like doing that.
You don't like riding a horse and then popping somebody
in.
Yeah, me too.
You know? And I fled the horse farm as I was a kid. Couldn't wait to leave.
There's a difference between your dad's horse farm and riding across the West. The wide open prairie.
Not really. 277. But I don't mind the music. Music's nice. Okay, I don't need it blasting in my ear, but it's nice.
It's better than Christmas music.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't mind the music. I don't mind it.
You know, I was talking to Junior about the game.
Yeah.
And the game, it's Red Dead Redemption, if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And I asked Junior the other day, who would we be in Red Dead Redemption?
Right.
And he gave it a lot of thought. Junior, you want to tell him?
Oh, is he on? Oh,
because he figured out who I would be, who you would be, who Dave would be, and who he would be.
90% of the audience doesn't know.
I said Stan would be Dutch.
I don't know anything about Dutch.
Well,
now, you should take the compliment. Dutch Vanderlyn is the leader of the outlaw gang.
Okay, all right. I'm Dutch.
Then Haney would be Arthur Morgan.
Who's Arthur Morgan?
That's your right-hand man.
Yep.
I thought you'd tell me outside he's the star of the video.
I am.
Okay, whatever.
Then who did I say D-Train was again, Haney?
Charles.
Yeah. And then Dave would be Micah?
No, Kiernan, guy that got his head cut off.
Oh, yeah.
And you?
John Marston.
He wants to be Marston.
Because he winds up being the star in the end.
You think you could lead an outlaw gang?
I know I could lead an outlaw gang.
Yeah.
Get up there! Let's go! And I gallop that horse right there. I got my duster on.
Well, if that's the case, Dutch, what are we going to do? Are we going to do the train or are we going to do the bank?
Bank's easiest. It ain't moving.
Well, Jose has said the bank's no good.
I got a guy that can get through that safe. You say the safe unlocks at 9 o'clock and has an automatic lock for 3 p.m. Our job is to get in there during those 6 hours.
Well, I reckon if you're that sure about it, Dutch, me and Marston will go check it out.
Get back to me on that. I'm going to go ride my horse.
We're going to need Charles.
No.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Brian Glenn. I'm
Brian Lit Me What?
Brian Glenn.
Oh, Brian Glenn. Hi, Brian.
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, pal?
You know, I just wanted to really say thanks, guys, for playing that clip with father keeping his daughter calm yesterday.
Because yeah, wasn't that something?
Oh,
it really was. It was an example of bravery like I've rarely heard.
Yep, it's pure bravery.
Absolutely.
Because you know what?
Did you see the
Dad's
clip?
Dad's mature enough, and the little girl doesn't know what's going on around. She's never seen anything like this before, and he kept her calm through the whole thing.
Did you see the clip of the lone survivor that he was leading people out, and the cars got stuck, and they all died, and he knew the vehicles were being surrounded by flames. He gets out of his car because he sees a fox. He follows the fox that leads him to a small stream, like 3 feet. He goes and jumps in the stream. And he says, at first, it's ice cold. He said, and then all of a sudden, it sounded like a freight train was going over me, and that water turned hotter than the hottest hot tub I've ever been in. And then he gets up, everything is charred and ashes, and he discovers all of his friends are gone. Somehow, their cars were even all burned up, and he finds in his car, the bumpers had melted and all this stuff, but his two dogs lived.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, what can I get you, buddy?
I actually wasn't even calling for a prize.
Well, I'm going to give you one anyway.
You earned it.
What's on the table?
Do you want something to eat? Do you want to do something?
Give me something to eat.
I got your choice. I can give you $20 to Subway. I can give you a pewter mug down in North Naples. I have the Taste of Bonita this weekend. A couple of tickets there. Some barbecue saw.
Let's try the pewter mug.
All right, you got it, buddy. Hold on.
And that guy, he took video with his phone as he's walking through.
A lot of them did.
And he was not disrespectful at all. He was distraught, but he's showing everything. And he goes, my God, that was my friend. He was crippled. His mom tried to get out and all this.
The worst fire on record in California.
And he had his nephew asked for his permission to post it. And I guess he thought about it and said, okay, the nephew posted it. And it is 50-50 with people furious of how dare you show dead bodies and all this. And then it's 50%, and a lot of them coming from firefighters are going, no, you show that because people think we're kidding when we tell them to evacuate.
Yep. Let's grab one more before we have to take a break. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, those fires is actually back in April 2017, the Golden Gate fire. A friend of mine, he lived off Inez Road. He was one of the properties that it swept through, but having him explain it to me, and I've lived in Southwest Florida all my life, and years and years and years ago, we had some major fires in Golden Gate and States and stuff, and but the speed at which it swept through, and it's just the heat, we could feel it from 1,000 yards away from where we were watching it.
Now, I think you might remember with the area when they were about 10, 15 years ago when they were having the wildfires down here, I literally saw the fire jumping over I-75, where you could see the flames shoot over the highway and catch fire on the other side.
That's part embers and part the fact that it's so hot. You're already, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. That's the closest I've ever been to one, and I just can't imagine what those people are going through. Yeah. On another note, I just wanted to mention something I saw in the paper this morning. So they have been tearing down statues left and right of the Confederate soldiers and stuff, and yes. I saw a picture this morning of a young lady saluting a, and I don't know the gentleman's name, but he was a black Union soldier, and it's at Centennial Park. There's like a two-page article on it, and I just found it striking that that it's okay for some people's opinions to be okay, but other people's opinions aren't. And I just found it very odd.
And where is this article?
It was in Naples Daily News, and it's a couple pages back on the front.
Check it out. In today's edition?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Just mind-boggling.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
There's nothing but pure old-fashioned communism.
Yeah, happens every time.
And you know, talking about fires, you never know when, where, or how. Because we nearly lost K-Rock years ago.
Yes,
I might
did.
Not be here because of a fire.
I still remember it to this day. When I tell people about it, you have no idea how bad the fire was. And it was thanks to the Estero Fire Department.
That was next door at the time.
That was next door at the time that built trenches around this building to save it. A fire like was... We were the Vines on 41. You couldn't get past that going south. And the only thing that you saw by K-Rock was orange,
ew,
that it was completely engulfed.
And wasn't that like the weekend before I was supposed to start?
It sure was. when we come back, Mike Chiannopoulos. Now look, Mike comes in every Tuesday. Mike comes in here because, like Haney was saying earlier, you may have a question of something that's going on in your life. You don't know if you want to call up an attorney and make a whole appointment. Maybe you got something on your mind and you just want to know where you stand legally. Maybe you're dealing with family law, child support, alimony, visitation, got the holidays coming up. Maybe you got the DUI. Maybe you got some criminal stuff. Veterans, now's your opportunity to call Mike Chiannopoulos. He'll be in studio with us. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos is next. We're Stan and Haney.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Tuesday afternoon. That means Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. We've had people been holding on now for about 14 minutes, but we have one line open. If you'd like to talk to Mike, 277-9600.
Mike, why hasn't that Snipes woman been arrested since she's breaking the law? She's breaking the law.
Well, I'm sorry, Haney. You've confused the law with something that's fair and impartial.
So right. It doesn't matter if you openly break the law in certain circumstances, nothing happens to you. Yet if I went in and took a can of WD-40 off the shelf and walked out, I'd be in jail.
Oh, you're going in handcuffs.
Because that law is enforced. The laws right. that are being broken there, you can right. break
it's,
them
it's
if they're
not even
going to be enforced.
As yep. far as I understand it, it's not debatable. The law has been broken multiple times.
But they're
correct.
Not enforcing it.
Correct. I mean, what's next? Am I going to make my car a sanctioned car?
I don't get it.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now they've extended the deadline. I think it's Sunday now.
Now, I understand, you know, all of this stuff's going on. Evidently, she's done things before where a judge has said, yeah, you broke the law, you broke the law, you broke the law. Will she ever be held accountable?
You know, and I try to tell people this all the time. It is very, very frustrating when you see things that are considered minor crimes. And locally, you'd see maybe somebody who perjured themselves. They said something in a divorce case.
Or like the guy who ran a stop sign and it could cost him his CDL.
Like last week.
And then what happens is that when he gets caught, the judges kind of slap him on the wrist. And it's very frustrating. But what you'll see is a pattern, once established, will be aggressively dealt with. So there's like no attention to it, no attention, no attention, no attention. And then when the attention comes, it comes in an avalanche because that person's had every chance and has been given a fourth second chance.
So there's a chance, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, there will come a time, if this behavior continues, when there is a pretty, you know, healthy accountability.
Because it seems to me that, you know, people want to do something, and the FDLE is saying, well, our hands are tied because there hasn't been a crime witnessed because, well she's not letting anyone in to see a crime.
You also have judges right? Because now it's number two of Rick Scott's lawsuits have been, this one, the latest, temporarily dismissed. He wanted law enforcement there to witness, and judges are now there's no evidence.
You've got the governor and the AG and everybody demanding action, and yeah, nothing's
not
happening.
Enforced.
Right, right.
2779600.
And she has no boss. I mean, she's accountable to the
public.
No, that's
right. Let's go right to the phone. There are people that are just jamming here today that want to talk to Mike. And Daniel has been on for 17 minutes. Let's get to Daniel.
And he's leaving tonight on a plane.
Yep, yep.
I can see the runway lights heading for Spain.
I can see the red tail lights.
Heading for Spain.
Daniel,
come on, you guys know I'm the singer.
Daniel, my brother.
That's right.
You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Stealing my thunder here. Daniel, they're stealing my thunder. How can we help
you? Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. We're great. What do you got for us today?
Well, first, you know, hey, Stan, hey, Tanny.
Hey.
Been listening to you guys for like 10 years.
Have you ever heard the song Daniel by Elton John?
Yes.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Has anybody ever so shamelessly thrown at you? All right, what do you got, Daniel?
No, I know, right? But so I have a question. So my mom and my brother, they're not on speaking terms, and there's grandchildren involved. I was wondering, like, what she's curious, because, and I don't want anything bad to happen between either of them, but I'm curious what legal things she can do to be able to see her grandchildren, because they're not on speaking terms, and he's keeping them away from him.
Do grandparents have legal rights?
Not this week.
Yes.
Not this week. They do not. Okay? So what's happened, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, because what's happened is this has been batted back and forth between the legislature and the judiciary, and so far the judiciary has come out on top, where they said it's simply unconstitutional to compel a parent to let their children see somebody they don't want them to. They're the parent. It's he or she is their child. Grandparents, you had the chance to raise your children, okay? So that's basically the law. And, you know, the legislature said, no, there are grandparental rights, and here they are. And the judiciary said, no, that's unconstitutional. And that's where we sit right now. It's gone back and forth three times.
So is this still in play, going back and forth, or is it settled?
In the law, unfortunately, I don't believe anything's ever settled. It's dormant for now.
All right, Daniel.
All right, I really appreciate it, guys. I was just curious, you know, I don't want anything to happen between them. But
I hear you.
You guys have a great day, and thanks for letting me come on the show, man.
Well, you, Daniel, you have great holidays with the family, huh?
Oh, jeez.
Yo, go wrestle some things on Red Dead Redemption.
You got it.
See you, buddy.
Sure.
One line open if you want to talk to Mike, 277-9600. Walter has been waiting a long time as well. Let's go to Walter on line one. Walter, you made it. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hey, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Walter. What do you got for us today?
I got a question for you. A friend of mine, she's been trying to get disability. She's been denied once. She lives out in Clewiston. She's had 4 back surgeries and 2 neck surgeries, and she just cannot get on disability. It's impossible for her to work. She can't sit very long. She can't do too much of anything.
Right.
Any ideas?
Yeah, I don't do that kind of work, but I got a good friend who does, and he's one of the best in the state. He's one of the very few board certified by the bar to do that kind of disability stuff, Social Security disability work. So call my office, and they will give you my friend's number, and you can call him, and they'll evaluate. And then, you know, they don't charge you anything unless they get something for you, too. There's statutes that, you know, they have to keep their fees at a minimum based upon the statute. So, you know.
Correct. Now, what's your number, Mike? What's the number at the office?
My number is 239-ASK-MIKE. 239-275-6453. 239-ASK-MIKE. Easy to remember.
Yep, it is.
All right,
there you go.
Thanks, Daniel.
277-9600, line open for Mike. I'm going to tell you how easy that is.
I heard from Mike today, and he wanted me to call one of his associates at his office. And I'm like, wait a second, I got to call the office. And I did. I literally spelled it out, 239, asked Mike, and it was so smooth. I found the letters really easy, and lo and behold, they picked up the phone. I said, did I do this right? Are these letters going to perfect?
Well, it takes you back to where you're more comfortable, right? Yeah. Where phone numbers would be, you know, Niagara 4. Yeah.
And, Crestview 7. You
know, Fairmont 5.
277-9600 if you'd like to talk to Mike Giannopoulos from Absolute Law in studio right now with us, Jim on line 2. Jim, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hi, my name is Jim, and I have a call about a roofing issue.
All right, no names of companies, but Mike will be more than willing to listen.
All right, Jim.
Understood.
Go ahead.
My roof was damaged with the storm, and March 1st, they got half the deposit, and I haven't gotten, I'm talking $7,500, and I haven't gotten any word from them whatsoever.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, you know, I've heard this same story more than one time because there are unscrupulous people out there. And I've found a bunch of people who aren't even licensed or even registered to do business in Florida. And that's what happens when we have these storms. I'll tell you what, you're above small claims court because it's over 5,000, but you're below circuit court. So you'd be in county court. And, you know, the problem is you have to watch out that you don't spend more money than you're going to get back.
Right.
You know, okay. That's the problem. So we have to look at whatever contract and see if there's an attorney's fees clause and look at these people and see if we did bust these guys and get a judgment for the money, is it even collectible?
Okay.
You know?
All right.
All right. Thanks. That's the best advice I can give you, but you can call if you want to talk about it more. Just call me at 239-ASK-MIKE and just make an appointment to speak to me in greater detail.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Betcha. 277-9600. I got another thing, because you've been talking about this, and I was witness to it on a couple of things after Irma, of how roofers, repair people had booked themselves so deep into taking contracts that it took them forever to get to work on roofs and stuff or whatever was being done. Once the work starts on something, and I'll just tell you right now, when Charlie came through my condo complex, it wreaked havoc on the carports. I mean, it blew them off.
Sure. Aluminum.
They were put back together and operational again within a couple of weeks. We are now over a year and a couple of months past Irma, and they are rebuilding the carports again at my complex, and it has gone on for months. They are, it's almost like, because you know the complex wanted to have it done by the time the snowbirds got down so that their little condo area looks nice and pretty and nothing.
Right. Certainly not doing it for Stan's benefit.
No, of course not. I live year-round down here. But it is taking forever.
But you know, Stan, I had several contractors, general contractors, roofers, others call me because they were being threatened by the building owners, and these were commercial buildings like you're talking about. We're going to discharge this contract for failed performance for breach, and we're going to go find somebody else to do this job. Well, they came to me because the problem was it wasn't they didn't want to show up and work, and it wasn't they didn't have the money. It was they couldn't get the building materials.
Really?
Certain types of building materials were just simply out. Screen was one of the few that was not.
The screen? Yeah, good
because
luck.
we had a special assessment on our condos, and all of the residents had to pay thousands to get this stuff all taken care of, and it's moving at a snail's pace.
But I think you'll find that's most of the time why.
Okay. 277-9600, line open right now if you want to talk to Mike. David is on line 1. David, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Giannopoulos.
I have a very simple question. I've been paying child support for 9 years. My son is about to turn 18. And is there anything else I need to do legally to stop paying child support? Or do I just stop paying it that last month?
This question comes up a lot, Mike.
It does. And we're kind of in a transition period because there was some time when it just wasn't addressed. And more recently, there were some amendment to the rules and also a change in the common practice. And now they say in the decree, this child support until the child reaches 18 or graduates high school, whichever comes later, so long as they're reasonably anticipated to graduate before their 19th birthday. And so that's a self-executing clause. It's done. It's over. You know when to stop. You have to look at your order or your divorce decree and see if it says that. If there's nothing, if it's not addressed, if concluding, ending the child support is not addressed, yes, you have to go and file something to make it stop.
Okay. Mine actually says the opposite. Mine says graduates high school or turns 18, whichever comes first.
Yeah, unless they're reasonably anticipated to graduate by their 19th
right.
birthday.
Well, yeah. He graduates in May. He'll be 17. 18, he turns in July. So I could just literally just stop. And May will be my last payment.
I'd make double sure.
Triple sure.
If your decree says that, then what I would do is it says, you know, only until. Then I would take that to whoever has your IWO, your income withholding order, and submit that and ask for a stop on that date, on or after July 1st.
Okay. Because I pay it to her. I mean, I just give her a check every month. On the first, we've never had any issues.
So you don't. So you're not going through the state.
No, not at all. Yeah. I just give her a check on the first every month for the past 10 years.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that because usually, it is now required that everybody go through the STU. But if you were recent enough to get that language in your final decree, you should have been remote enough that you wouldn't have that language. But in any event,
I hope you all have it documented too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it's all documented.
Kept your canceled checks, I hope.
Yes, absolutely. Have every one of them.
All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Mike, I wanted to ask you one thing about the Mueller investigation. Guy, 72 years old. His name is Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's a journalist and author. He's been around a long time. And they like to call him a bit of a conspiracy theorist. But Mueller has been interviewing him because of, well, what did you know about the WikiLeaks and all this? And he's been completely transparent. It's been going on for 2 months now. They came to his house and, said, you're going to be talking to...
Subpoenaed.
Yeah. And he gave them his computers, his phones, traveled to Washington.
Everything.
Did everything he could to cooperate, and last night he put out on YouTube, he said, I'm going to be indicted.
Yeah, he said that.
It's a perjury trap. I've done everything that I can do. I don't understand why this has happened. Everything was going smooth, and now it's all blown up. I'm told I'm being indicted. He goes, I've been dealing with this for 2 months. My brain is mush. I assume that they're going to come after me and say that I lied to them.
Yep.
How do they do that when someone is that cooperative where they have given the evidence and then to try and, I don't know, is it parsing words to get you to say something wrong?
And to get a bigger fish, right?
So we've given you...
But he's already cooperating.
No, I've given you everything in the world. You can't find anything to charge me with, but that either, one, upsets you as the prosecutor, so you act very unprofessionally and lash out and charge me with some...
crime.
Yeah, right. They simply are trying to hook him, and they're either going to dangle him as a carrot or a stick in front of one of the other bigger defendants, or they're going to force him to flip.
And that's the one that they want.
Right.
So what would they charge him? How did they make that happen? Give me an example.
I mean, okay. So I was once forced to... be interviewed under oath about something that my commander was being accused of. And the questions were, did General Mancino do X? Did General Mancino do Y? And my response was, General Mancino did not do X, did not do Y, did not do Z. They later tried to charge me with perjury because, it turned out the general did do some of those things, but...
You didn't know.
I saw him do those things, and yes, I did, but he was a colonel. And so when they called me and threatened to prosecute me, I said, okay, check your records. Look, I said General Mancino did not. What's his date of rank? Oh, so he actually wasn't General Mancino back then. So my answer was correct, sir. So it's that kind of little.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
And
you didn't ask me, did you see Colonel Mancino do X or Thomas Mancino do X? You asked me, did you see General Mancino? No, I didn't see General Mancino do that.
See, there's where just one
and
word.
And it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
One word.
And look, these people are trained interrogators.
Why do judges allow that?
I don't think it's so much the judges as much as it is the prosecutors a lot of times, because they're hungry and they're going for bigger fish, and some of them are trying to make a name for themselves. And I think that sometimes it appears that process like this gets abused.
I was watching this guy last night, and I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, this is an honest man at the end of his rope.
And they want to get the one above him.
I'm 72 years old. I'm going to lose my house. Yeah. I'll never see my family again.
Yep. Right. They don't care.
And he said, I don't know.
How many lives have been ruined by this thing already with people that they step over?
He said, I don't even know specifically what they're charging me with. That's just my guess, but I've heard they're going to charge me. Yeah. And he says, as far as I can figure, my crime is supporting Donald Trump.
Yep.
Let's get one more in here. Amanda, we got about 2 minutes
left.
It's
just crazy that federal prosecutors would handle themselves in that manner.
Be careful. Now you're going to start thinking we have political prisons. Be careful. All right, Amanda, where's Amanda?
Amanda, you're our last one today, Amanda. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Amanda. You're kind of like throwing the ball out of bounds, right? Yeah. You know,
we've got so many wonderful Amandas.
I know. I heard that.
What can we do for you today, young lady?
I have a child support question as well.
All right.
If you had a child support order in place in Florida several years ago, and the father never paid the child support or the majority of it, and your children then turn 18, can you still go back for back child support? Does he have to prove that he paid it? Or once they turn 18, if you didn't pursue the back child support, you can't get it?
No, once they turn 18, they have their own independent right to sue him themselves in their own names and go get the child support. But then it becomes kind of an interesting question. The law typically says it belongs to them, but, you know, the argument can be made and has been made with some success by some that, hey, look, you know, the custodial parent didn't feed this child 1.5 meals a day or put one shoe on him or her, right? They did what had to be done. So they made the father a non-consensual interest-free loan, and that money goes back to mom. So, you know, it can kind of, you can argue both sides of that.
Okay. But he would have to be the one to what he's paid.
That's right. And
okay.
Have to show what he paid.
There you go, Amanda.
Call me anytime.
Thank you.
All right.
I don't know. Every situation is different, but I'd rather the money go to the kid than to pay for their stepfather Rick's new truck.
Yeah. Just saying.
I tried it today. 239 Ask Mike. It's so easy.
Anytime, and if it's outside of business hours, just press 6 and you come right to me.
He's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law.
Sorry about the whole political prison thing.
Here every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show. And again, you can call him in his office 24/7, 239 Ask Mike. He's Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Stan and Haney.
I'm not going to make an appointment for that.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails 30 minutes away for you to win as we play Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips, all featuring the actor John Travolta. But first, let's get you updated. First look for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
This one just in from a road watcher, and it is a crash just south of Alico and Ben Hill Griffin entering the Gulf Coast Town Center Shopping Center. On our board right now, disabled vehicle, Midpoint Bridge, Fort Myers side. Crash, Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. They're all Fort Myers. Crash, Alico Road and Old US 41. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you because he's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Some great news from the good people at Miller High Life.
It is great news.
The champagne of beer.
Yeah.
Well, Monopoly's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it comes to millennials, we have to adjust.
Well, of course, that's the way we have
They're
to do
it. They're not like us.
No, it's we a different world.
We have to cater to them.
Yep.
So, our Monopoly is far too fast-paced and harsh for a millennial to play.
Oh, really?
So, they've released Monopoly for Millennials, and it is god-awful.
Yep.
A man rescues a missing dog thanks to randomly scrolling through F-Book. And finally, I will tell you right now, I have seen this happen in real life, and it is not pretty. A drunk woman steals a live lobster from the tank at Red Lobster and runs off.
Yeah.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
When is Election Day, Stan? When do we find out who won?
Well, we were supposed to find out last week. Now I'm told...
A week ago Tuesday,
now
wasn't
I'm
it?
Told that they may push it as far as Sunday to get enough Democratic votes. And, so that that might not even be enough.
So we won't know who won until they have enough Democratic votes to win.
Correct. And the rest of the country, you know what the rest of the country is doing right now? All the new people that have been elected, they're having their workshops up in D.C. now. Get them acclimated. We can't do it here. Can we laugh? What? 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hey, ladies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama has revealed that she and Barry went to a marriage counselor. Yeah, you don't need one, do you? After their daughters were born. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you don't want to hear from a marriage counselor.
Well, top things you don't want to hear from a marriage counselor.
Should I just yield the floor to you?
I still remember, why are you two together?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. How did this even happen? Life is a joke.
Yeah, it sure is.
Top things you don't want to hear from a marriage counselor.
Right.
I don't know what the two of you are complaining about. You should see my wife.
Jeez. You know, I want to say this. Look, far be it from me to judge people's lives. Mine's been a rocky one. But Haney and I were...
Think about that.
Well, yeah.
Your dad tried to warn you. He nicknamed you Rocky.
Yeah.
And you've had a rocky life.
Haney and I have been through the marriage thing before. Okay.
Thank you, no.
On numerous levels.
Uh-huh.
Dave is 44. And there, I don't know that I ever knew that there was a chance he'd walk down the aisle.
Oh, there was.
I don't know if that would have happened.
He thought it would. He thought it was going to at one point.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
Nope.
Top things you don't want to hear from a marriage counselor. Oh, welcome there, Mr. Stan. And this must be your... Hey, didn't we hook up on Tinder last week? It's very important that we allow both parties to talk, sir. I'm going to ask you to remain silent here and listen respectfully. Now, ma'am, let's discuss your sex life slowly in a sultry whisper. You're right. Her voice makes me want to shoot myself, too. Instead of using your names, I'll just refer to you as Mr. and Mrs. Failure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When you role play, which golden girl do you choose to be?
Maud.
So, which one of you geniuses thought this was a good idea in the first place? You know, I think this whole thing can be fixed with nothing more than essential oils.
Okay, all right.
You know, we could sit here babbling for an hour, or you could read all about it in my new self-published ebook. It's only $39.95. I'd hate to call you guys cured when there's still plenty of coverage left on the insurance.
Don't call women crazy.
Hey, 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 hey!
You're crazy.
You are.
You old bitch.
Old bitch.
She's a copycat.
Yeah, she
You're
is.
Old fart.
Hey.
Hey.
Go on, man, because I'll take you down, you son of a
Don't
bitch.
Don't you threaten me. Don't you threaten.
She's friggin' crazy broad. Yep. You're crazy!
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Right. That's right.
I do think your intimacy issues would be greatly helped if, in fact, you would agree to get breast implants.
Oh, it's all right, God. Mama. It's all right, Mama.
And finally, the very top thing you don't want to hear from a marriage counselor.
Yes.
I'll do all I can to save this marriage. You'll work it out. As a matter of fact, I'd stake my online degree on it.
See you in Fort Myers, probably.
And that, my friends, is a four-clonger.
Elvis, I've left the sure building.
That's it, baby.
Freddie, email ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com. Let's go to the email. This person, not signed, but we were talking about driving through those wildfires. We had the father and the daughter, the woman going through the fire.
Mm-hmm.
This person said, the biggest threat of driving through a fire in your car is the fact that your car could stall due to the lack of oxygen going into its engine.
Or windshield explode.
Yep. This is from Dan. Ahoy, gentlemen. My name is Dan. Been listening to you guys for a long time. First time ever emailing you. I'm a veteran from the United States Army. My job was a 71 Lima, which then was classified as an administration specialist. But other than that, I was also a paratrooper. I loved my time serving my country. I never went looking for free college money. I went in at 1 year after 9/11 happened and have the desire to serve something bigger than myself, to protect my family and my friends. I believe in the ideals in which this country was built upon. Thank you for putting on great shows every day and making me laugh. Thank you for your support and love for our fellow brothers and sisters in arms. Sincerely, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Absolutely.
And the people that are willing to go and put themselves on the line,
yep.
They're the best.
This is Skip, who just simply says it in one sentence. Annie heard you yesterday. The Dolphins do suck. So does Dave. Jeez. Jeez. See, you know what? As much as I go and yell at Dave and stuff, I'd never go and say that to him. I never go, you're a loser, you suck. I don't ever do that. I try to help him.
What about the Dolphins?
They suck. And I won't help them.
And you know, the coach is supposed to be a hotshot, okay? He's supposed to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And they ask him a simple question. Given the fact that half your team is on injured reserve, are you taking a look at the medical side of things and your trainers and what you're doing?
Yeah.
And he said, no, I don't know what that would have to do with anything.
Oh, you don't? You know, when one team is getting as banged up as that, I would look at what the trainer's doing.
Yeah, you would think when you've got exactly one starter on your offensive line physically available, you're playing your backup quarterback, you got practice squad guys at receiver. No, I don't see the problem.
Mm. Well, wait until next year.
Oh, yeah, it'll all be better.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are people that wait every single day for the final email.
Oh, yeah. Set your watch by it.
And then there are others who want to go and strangle the Guardian.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh, really? He's another polarizing one. People either love him or they hate him.
And that's the thanks he gets.
Yep, because I'll tell you right now, the Stan and Haney Show love the Guardian. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, the fires in California are a terrible tragedy for the people. Although here is what I can call irony. The state government is constantly refusing to follow federal law, breaking it in almost every turn. They criticize Trump and his agenda, but the minute they have issues, who do they turn to? Trump and the federal government. I'm not making light of the situation out there, and it's the federal government's job to help in times of disaster. Let's just call it karma. Now, I truly believe that our voting system needs to be revamped. I agree with you too, Guardian. This is Stan here. I believe that we should just resort to a show of hands. And then if we see more hands than the other, it passes.
No, I think we should go back to a lot of crazy people have suggested this.
What?
I think many of them have been arrested, for trying to get into the White House or something. Mm-hmm. But go back to a system the Greeks proposed where there is no election. You just select people at random for the offices.
It is you.
But I know nothing about it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The lottery is spoken. You are he.
We need it revamped so that we don't have all of these questions about corruption and cheating. And that, my friends, is a sad statement. Having to change a system that has worked pretty damn good for a long time because people, the left, think they have to cheat in order to achieve power.
Cheat and lie.
Yep. Something must be done in order to protect one of the basic rights we have. Of course, that is just my opinion. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
Guardian, I don't know how long it will take, but the solution is already in existence. It's a matter of figuring out how to use it and keep it from being manipulated, but the system itself is perfect. It's called blockchain.
Yep, look it up. When we come back, chance to win. We'll play Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips today. featuring an actor, you think Travolta, he's been in a lot of movies. A lot of big movies.
A lot of very unmemorable movies.
And that too. I'll try to get some of his most memorable when we come back and play Stan's Name That Movie, 96K Rock.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie here in just a second. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. But first, let's get you updated for your drive home this afternoon. A little traffic report for you.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, just one thing on the board of note, and it is in Bonita Springs. It is a crash. 27,000 block of Old 41 Road, and you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Haney in the news. Five clips. They all feature actor John Travolta. Your job is to be the first person to correctly name the film. If you do, you'll get yourself a prize. One of the following, winner's choice. Maybe you'd like to go this weekend to the Taste of Bonita. It's happening this weekend. Riverside Park, music and food. Always a fun time for the Taste of Bonita. And that live music is going to be headlined by Brian Howe, former lead singer of Bad Company.
Brian Howell.
Don't worry, there's going to be other acts there too. Maybe you would like, this is great if you're planning a quick little getaway. If you'd like
a big
to,
star like Brian Howe, wouldn't he want to, you know, at least do a phoner to promote it?
You'd think. Maybe you want a little getaway. Maybe you want to try one of the brand new Nissans. 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan. I've rented cars from Naples Nissan. They're nice, and it is so easy. We'll give you the certificate. You get 3 days worth of a car rental. Maybe you'd like to try a 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Sauce.
Oh, it's so good.
Matter of fact, had somebody come to the front desk today who had won a bottle, was there picking it up. How about a gift certificate to the Pewter Mug North? Their new location, they call it North now. The band Ghost. Going to be performing at the Jackie Gleason Theater, Miami Beach.
Yeah, I don't care for them.
Well, I know others do, and we have a pair of tickets for you. Or maybe you'd like $20 to Subway. That'll get you a few footlongs. Your job is to name the movie. John Travolta Films. We'll start with cut number one, clip number one. This, a good movie in its own right, was a remake of a movie done about 10, 12 years earlier, which was also very good. Name this John Travolta film.
A good idea, Your Honor. Don't talk. Don't engage with him. I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this for a long time, Your Honor.
Come on, buddy. Speak up.
You got to hit the blue button there, Your Honor.
Yes, this is the mayor.
Hey, good to meet you, man. Hey, listen, tell me this. Is this true? I read that you make like $1 a year to be a mayor of New York. Is that true?
Yes, but at least it's honest work.
After taxes, that's like 87 cents, isn't it?
Yes.
Don't me, man. It would take like 3,000 years to pay off that suit that you're wearing. What do you got, $20-30 million or something like that? You don't get that without screwing someone. That's screwing to everyone. I'm sure your wife knows something about that, huh?
You said you had a deal for me.
Yeah, I do have a deal. I want to make you a deal. I want to tell you, you could come down here, and I will trade you for all these passengers in the train. How's that? Okay, you could save the lives of 17 New Yorkers. Now, that's a good deal. What do you think?
Give us a moment.
Okay. I'll give you a moment. Okay, time's up.
What's the deal?
It's a very nice offer, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to decline.
Oh, good, because if you begged me, I wouldn't give you that deal, man. You think anyone cares about a philandering like you? If the city of New York would love me to pull the trigger on you, brother.
Name the movie. Phone lines are released, if I can find the right button. Name the John Travolta film and pick yourself up a prize. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Brad.
Oh, is this Scatter?
That's what you all call me.
Scatter, can you?
That's
can
what you,
you
call.
Yeah, can you name the movie, buddy?
Does it happen to be Pulp Fiction?
No, it is
no,
not.
Jeez.
Woo! Scatter. Try this one. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Matt.
Matt, can you do it?
The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
It is The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, the remake. And, of course, the mayor played by one James Gandolfini.
Boy, we miss him, don't we?
We sure do.
Yes,
what would
do.
You like, buddy?
Can I try the car rental, please?
You sure can. 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan. Hold on. Make sure you tell them Aaron Walker, you know, that we sent you down there. Yeah, The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. Denzel in that, too. Very good movie. All right, we're up to movie clip number 2. John Travolta. Name this John Travolta film.
Wait here.
I'd like you to meet my associate, Bear. Movie stuntman, champion weightlifter, as you might have noticed. Throws things out I don't want.
I think you ought to turn around and go back to Miami.
You're a stuntman, huh?
Yeah.
You any good?
Am I any good?
Oh! Whoa! That's not bad for a guy his size. I'll make you a deal. If you can get out of here before I take my coat off, I won't clean up the floor with you and mess up your pretty little costume.
You don't know me. You only think you do.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Interesting little tidbit. I'll tell you about that once the movie is guessed. Ahoy, who's this? Oh, unfortunate. Ahoy, who's this?
This is James.
James, can you name the movie?
Is that Get Shorty?
It is Get Shorty, the stuntman played by James Gandolfini. What would you like?
Pewter Mug, please.
Done. Hold on. There you go, Pewter Mug North. We're doing John Travolta films. Name this John Travolta film.
Sissy,
get out of here, bud. I mean it.
I gotta talk to you.
Look, Wes is in Gillies and we're leaving.
I know you're leaving, but I just want to tell you something. I'm hard-headed, and I'm prideful. And I want to apologize clear back to when I hit you the first time. I love you, sissy.
I love you, too.
You do? Look, sissy, I didn't know you came to the trailer that day. If I had known that, I'd have called you, but you tore up that note.
You can ride that goddamn bull anytime you want.
I don't want to ride it.
And look, screw Mexico, because we can do anything we want. I got...
What happened to your face?
Got hit.
Did he hit you? Goddamn, I'm going to kill that son of a bitch.
Sissy?
I love you, sissy. I love you too, bud. Name the movie, 277-9600. Yep. Started a whole craze. And made one country singer's bar a big hit for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy, who's this?
This Mike.
Mike, name the movie.
That would be Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy. Yeah, you betcha. Old Mickey Gilly and go down there and ride the bull, bud. What would you like?
My wife loves Subway. I'll take the Subway.
Absolutely. At your participating Subway, $20 to Subway. Enjoy it.
All right, thanks.
All right, hold the line. We'll get you set up. Hold on.
Yep, when they had the license plates in the back of the truck, yeah, and she'd scoot right over on him.
Yeah. I love you, bud. I love you, sissy. Now ride the bull.
Poor Uncle Bob.
We're up to movie clip number 4. John Travolta films. Now they start getting easier because, you know, a lot of you like scatter will go and pick the wrong film and,
that's what you call
not them. Think before he answers.
Yeah.
So now that they get a little bit easier, name this John Travolta movie.
Hey, Zippo. I got a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sandy!
Teddy?
What are you doing here? I thought you were going back to Australia.
We had a change of plans.
I can't... Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
Danny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me, baby? What's the matter with you?
Yeah. What happened to the Danny Zuko I met at the beach?
Well, I do not know. I mean, maybe there's two of us, right? Why don't you take out a missing persons ad or try the yellow pages? I don't know.
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
Whoa. Whoa. I wonder if she carries silver bullets.
Yeah.
Whoa. So she laid her eyes on you, eh, Zuko?
Hey, I bet that's not all she's laid on him.
Yeah, really? Hey! Got a car, remember?
Come on, Danny.
All right, we've got beer money.
Well, I swipe my brother's ID.
I got 250.
All right, give me that.
Give me this. Yeah. Incidentally, the character of Sandy, played by a young James Gandolfini.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people know that.
Yeah. Boy, what a shame, all those hoodlums.
Yeah. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Andreas.
Andreas, name the movie.
Grease.
It is Grease. What would you like, buddy?
Some barbecue sauce, please.
Done, brother. Hold on. Stan and Haney, barbecue sauce. Now, this final clip, it's a no-brainer. I just love this scene, and I think it's one of the best scenes in the movie. It should be very easy for you to get. It's our last John Travolta film, and I love the scene. And if you can't picture this scene in your head as the clip is playing, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. I think what Stan's saying is he just wants you to acknowledge it.
Yep. Yep. Name the movie.
You ever seen that show Cops? I was watching it one time, and there was this cop on. He was talking about this gunfight he had in the hallway with this guy, right? And he just unloaded on this guy, and nothing happened. He didn't hit nothing. Okay, it was just him and this guy. I mean, you know, it's freaky, but it happens.
Look, you want to play blind man, go walk with the shepherd. But me, my eyes are wide open.
What the does that mean?
I mean, that's it for me. From here on in, you can consider my ass retired.
Jesus Christ.
Don't blaspheme.
God damn it,
I said don't do that.
Hey, you know, freaking out on us.
Look, I'm telling Marcellus today. I'm through.
But why don't you tell him at the same time why?
Don't worry, I will.
Yeah, and I'll bet you $10,000 he'll last his ass off.
I don't give a damn if he does.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped...
Happening.
Oh man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why the f did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it, was an accident.
2779600. Now if you can't picture that scene in your head.
And if you can't remember the first time you saw that movie and you're like, what the
name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Is it Kathy with a K or a C?
It doesn't matter. I'm a C if it matters.
No, I was just curious.
Wait, are we getting snippy?
No, no, I'm getting catty.
She's getting catty.
Ah, yeah, see? She's heard it all. Look, I'm not going to waste my time with you. What's the name of the movie?
Pulp Fiction.
Okay, you got it, baby. You got it. What would you like?
Oh, do you have a list?
Yes.
I do have a list.
I'm kidding. Could you remind me? I'm sorry.
So you're not kidding?
I am, but I mean, I have a long list of what I like.
You drinking right now?
Yeah.
Just a rosé.
Just a rosé. Mix it, washing it down with a couple of pills. we have The Taste of Bonita. We have a 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan. I don't know. You got to be sober to show them your license. Stan and Haney Babacu Saw, Pewter Mug North, the band Ghost. You can go see them down in Miami Beach, or I've got Subway.
Well, I hate to not get the bobblehead, but can I?
I didn't mention a bobblehead. I did not mention
barbecue sauce.
I mentioned barbecue sauce.
Pewter Mug.
All righty. They've got a wide selection of whiskeys and
fine
ryes.
Wines.
And
yeah.
Wines and hold on. Yeah. You choose yourself a blended whiskey, a gin. They've got your rosés, your Merlots.
Blush.
Yeah, your Pinot Noirs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'll help you, baby. Let's wrap it up, Haney. Give me a nice little outro.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to the megastar, John Travolta.
Shot Marvin in the face.
Tune in next week as Stan continues to pay tribute to the cast of Welcome Back, Kotter, with his tribute to the great chain-smoking Ron Polillo.
That'll be hard to do.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
96 K-Rock.
Car accident? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law. That's all.
K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one of the greatest novelties,
a fabulous boy prodigy,
the most amazing of all the chimp acts that have ever come to show business. He said, as you recall, everybody remembers this one. Here's an act that'll scare the life out of you. From China.
He's been in India. He's been all over the world.
Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova.
A Texas friend of mine, my handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American.
Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. This just in. Those of you excited about the Chiefs-Rams game this weekend in Mexico, no worry, it's been moved back to Los Angeles. They're claiming field conditions not good enough to play on.
So we'll go to where the fires are.
Yep, L.A. Yeah, go figure that. So it's scheduled for Mexico. They say no. Field is not, no bad field, so it's back in L.A. Go figure. By the way, we're going to get you updated on traffic. Mark Haney in the news coming up. And, of course, at 6 o'clock, it'll be the Roger Marley, Dave the Waterman show.
And who was playing?
Chiefs and Rams.
Oh, that's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that could very well be the Super Bowl. Of course, in about 30 minutes, I'll ask the question, what's coming up on the show tonight?
Cockfight.
Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic. Yeah. And he's proud of that.
You better not mess with him because he doesn't give up. That's his mood today.
Yeah. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. I'm not dealing with him anymore. You know, they say when you care about somebody, you'll fight to make sure they do it right, give them a little extra heat. Well, I'm not going to bother with that anymore.
No. You're more along the lines of, if you love something, set it free.
Free. Mm-hmm. If it goes away and doesn't come back, it was meant to be. Or as Nixon said when the media was jumping down his throat, in order to be mad at someone, you have to care. I'm not mad.
Dog name checker.
Yep, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
So, don't have to worry about it. Stand criticizing. Get jumping.
No more.
No more, because I don't care. And do what he wants. I don't care.
Well done, yep, Stan.
Thank you. Got a crash. I-75 northbound. Mile marker 116. That is in Bonita Springs. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, November 13th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you did not know.
All right.
I am told if you hold your key fob up to your chin,
yeah,
it increases the range to lock or unlock the car.
Makes sense. You become a big antenna, I think.
That's absolutely true, Stan.
Yeah, your body's a conductor.
Because the fluids in your head act as a conductor.
Aha!
That makes it just that much more powerful.
Thank you.
You know, I don't get out much.
No, you don't.
And I don't get out much, period, much less leave the state. So there's a lot I don't see. But I've just learned something.
What?
And I can't imagine what it must be like. There are places in the United States where billboards are completely banned.
Oh, yeah, there are. Well, it was because it was a distraction for people driving. I know of a few states.
Oh, can you name them?
Well, I know. I just remember in the Northeast, they were being taken down because it's distracted driving.
There are actually four states where billboards are completely banned. Vermont,
mm-hmm,
Alaska, Hawaii, and Maine, where you want to live.
I do want to live there. Now, you know what? And I want to throw this out, because when I retire, I want to have a cabin on the water in Maine. And I know it gets very cold, but I've spoken with a few people over the past few months that say they were glad they got out of Maine.
Oh, the governor of Maine is moving down here. So he's sick of the taxes.
I want to know, feel free to text me on the Absolute Law text line, what's good about Maine and what's bad.
The Chinese and Italians are very different people.
Yes, they are.
The Chinese invented fireworks.
Okay.
Now, they get the credit for that. However, it took the Italians to give us fireworks in colors.
Okay. (clears Oh, here. Here's what I feel about Dave. This is the, if that's the new Dave, this is the new Stan.
Your new policy?
Yeah.
I think this, you need to say this about that?
I think this is it.
I have never heard or seen such outrageous, vicious, distorted reporting in 27 years of public life. I'm not blaming anybody for that. Perhaps what happened is that what we did brought it about. And therefore, the media decided that they would have to take that particular on. But when people are pounded night after night with that kind of frantic, hysterical reporting, it naturally shakes their confidence. And yet, don't get the impression that you arouse my anger.
You see,
one can only be angry with those he respects.
They didn't like that.
No, they didn't. No.
How do you like that?
One can only be angry with those he respects.
Yeah. How do you like that, Acosta?
I'm not angry at Dave anymore. I'm not going to.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I'm fine with him. He can do what he wants. I'm not going to. Not going to fight it.
Yep.
Let him do what he wants. You can only be angry and try to, you know, help somebody if you care.
Indeed. You know, over the years, we have gleaned so much valuable information from watching cartoons.
It's the truth.
They did let us down in one critical way, though. The numbers don't lie. Coyotes are actually twice as fast as roadrunners.
Really?
Coyotes top out at about 43 miles an hour. Roadrunners can only hit 20.
So in reality, the coyote, Wile E. Coyote, should get the roadrunner every time.
Easily.
Yep. And not need any Acme products.
No. And they are vicious, though. And I hear them all the time now.
Who, the coyotes?
Yeah.
They'll turn on you.
When it is nice and dark and quiet and there's nobody around,
yeah.
I've heard them, running in their packs and howling. I heard it one time. It was really close to me and howled. And just the other night, I heard it where it sounded like it was within feet of me. And it wasn't howling. It was just kind of...
Yeah. Probably had a tick on him or something.
Yeah. It was like a nuisance thing.
Yeah.
But it startled me because it was so damn close.
Oh, they're probably just by the tree line there.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. Looking at you. Always assume if you live in a neighborhood and you got a nice big lanai, maybe a pool out there, you know, a yard with the swing set and everything, and then there's the tree line. Automatically assume there's something staring at you.
Yeah, and that's the thing is where I'm at, yeah, there's some woods,
yeah,
but not that much. So they've got to be really packed in there during the day.
Sure, or hiding behind a shrub. Just watching you. Then when
They rule the night.
Then when the lights go out, they trot. Coyotes don't walk, they trot. And they'll go to someplace else, looking for, you know, scraps.
I wonder how many of them there are, because it's not that big a habitat for them.
I don't know.
Where do they sleep during the day?
In a den.
So they dig a hole?
Yeah.
How many of them in a den?
Well, you got your
mom.
Or
do they, like, dig a personal den?
A personal den, and then when they have their pups.
They breed like crazy.
Like crazy. Like wild dogs.
That's one of those things we shouldn't have to deal with.
A coyote?
Yeah, we got enough stuff.
Yep.
The snakes and the coyotes, that wasn't an issue when I was growing up.
No, I dealt with foxes and wolves.
Yeah. Wolves, far more dangerous, but... You know, you can respect a wolf.
You'd most, yeah. Oh, you totally respect a wolf.
But a coyote, you don't respect it, but it can still hurt you.
It's the dirtbag of your canine family.
Yeah. It's like you see a coyote, you don't go, look at that majestic creature, nope. Top of the food chain. You go, look at that sneaky little bastard.
Yep, conniving.
Just seeing what he can get away with.
I even put a lap dog ahead of a coyote.
In the respect column?
Uh-huh.
Because at least they serve a purpose?
Correct.
Now, we're about as far south as you can go and still have regular civilization. Are these things going into the Everglades, or do they know that's not for them?
I don't think I'm not an expert on this. I just know.
No, I trust your gut on this, though.
My gut on this.
You know
this,
how they think.
They look. How do you think dogs became domesticated? They're scavengers, like your coyotes, and they go for the easiest meal possible.
So yeah, they don't want to go out in the jungle.
No, if a coyote knows in a suburb, there's a chance that you can knock over a garbage pail or two. Take out a lap dog, a cat. You know, they'll stick around there than risk going out into the Everglades and get caught by an alligator or a python or something like that. Suburbs and people don't bother them that much. They'll stay away from them because they're a skittish breed.
They are. They're cowards.
Yeah, total cowards.
So they're different from a wolf. How did that happen?
Wolf is a hunter, a big dog.
And wolves will run coyotes right out of town.
Out of town. Because they're a strong hunting animal, or a coyote, as this texter just said,
so if we import
like a Dave.
So if we import a vicious wolf pack, they'll be gone. Because they'll think so. It's too hot.
But just remember, though, wolves got to eat, too.
Well, there's plenty of coyotes.
Yep. So hopefully, maybe they like them. I don't know if a wolf will eat a coyote.
It'll fight it.
Oh, it sure will.
Because a wolf just knows that's a cowardly mother. Yeah.
And get it out of its territory.
Yep. Am I doing news?
Yeah, you got to take a break, though.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, there is a gentleman by the name of Miguel Camacho.
Oh, I love it. Love Miguel Camacho.
He is a college student in Tampa. On Thursday, he was at a park studying for a test. As he was taking a break, he hopped on F-Book and saw a post about a missing dog.
A coyote?
A dog.
Oh.
The dog's name? Zeus.
Oh.
Zeus evidently knows how to kiteboard. What is kiteboarding?
That's the surfboard with the kite, where you know how you get up in the air and you're paragliding or whatever that is with a surfboard.
Apparently, Zeus was stolen by a man in his 60s or 70s driving a gray sedan. Just as Miguel was reading the post, a man in his 60s or 70s pulled up to the park in a gray sedan and hopped out with the dog.
What timing?
Miguel confronted him. They argued. Miguel yelled out, "Zeus!" And the dog ran right to him. The guy who stole Zeus took off, but Miguel was able to reunite the dog with the family that night. And he missed his test, but when his professor heard the story, he said, "Well, that sounds like a pretty elaborate excuse. I'll let him take it later."
It's Jack Russell. Well, look at that dog. He's a good dog.
Zeus!
Good dog. Absolute Law text line.
What kind of person steals somebody's dog?
Well, if it comes to you. Hey, guys. The coyotes in Cape Coral live in the pepper trees and on the canal banks. Last Friday, I had one in my backyard. Totally separate text. I've seen a coyote in the Glades crossing 41 at the entrance to the port of the islands. This was about a year ago.
They're everywhere.
Maybe, you know, someone just made a nice suggestion. Maybe I should bring my cat over to your house for a sleepover.
Is your cat big enough to take a coyote now?
The cat would win.
You think so?
I think the cat would win.
You basically have like a lynx.
Yeah, cat would win. Or it'd at least be a fair fight.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be great to film?
Yep.
Put that up on the YouTube, all the hits, and go viral. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, we all know that we have to accommodate millennials.
Yeah, it's become a way of life now.
It's the God's honest truth.
You know, before he died, Andy Rooney warned us about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, you know, the way we conduct ourselves amongst each other. They're coming. Now, there's a younger person coming in. They're not used to your world.
Right.
And you have to baby them. So, Hasbro knows this.
Hasbro, the people at Hasbro.
Yes. So, the good people at Hasbro are cooperating with the millennial agenda.
Mm-hmm. Leave it to Big Toy.
By releasing Monopoly for Millennials.
You've got to be kidding.
Now, how is millennial Monopoly different from our Monopoly?
Maybe they don't have a bank where they have to get a loan. They just get it from the other players. Like, yeah, can you loan me some, brah?
Well, there's a game piece shaped like a hashtag. A rule where whoever has the most debt in real life goes first. And the slogan on the box says, quote, forget real estate. You can't afford it anyway.
Right. I see the box right there. They got Mr. Monopoly all hipstered out.
And if this interests you, sorry. It's sold out on both Amazon and Walmart, so you can't even get it.
Then why are we even talking about it?
Because it's stupid.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, in advance of this next story, I must tell you, I have experienced this in real life, and it is terrifying yet fascinating.
Yeah.
There is a 42-year-old woman named Kimberly Gable from St. Petersburg.
Old enough to know better.
Well, that's entirely true, but you know, all that goes out the window with the first, woo!
Yep, capable of anything.
On Saturday night, this 42-year-old woman...
Who's wooing it up.
...was at the Red Lobster, drunk and bothering other people to the point that the manager asked her kindly to leave.
Yep, no Cheddar Bay biscuits for you.
Oh. That'd shut me up.
Yeah. You know what? Anybody act that? You bring them a tray of Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Mm-hmm. So after the manager asked her to leave, she stormed out, cursing the whole way to make sure the whole restaurant knew she was not happy.
Right.
But right before she hit the door, and it could have been all over, she stopped. She stopped at the tank in the lobby where there are a bunch of live lobsters.
Yeah, I've seen them.
She reached in, grabbed a live lobster, and ran off. Woo! The restaurant called 911, and a police officer was quickly able to track Kimberly down. nearby, still swearing, waving the live lobster. She was arrested for disorderly intoxication. And as for the lobster,
yeah,
no one's really sure what happened. The officer says she didn't have it with her and has no idea where it is.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it crawled back to the sea.
Maybe. Junior, I'm sorry. You got a picture of a guy up there. Can I see the
picture?
That's
like that's like a metal singer.
Can I see the picture of the woman?
You're looking at her.
What?
That's her.
Hey, that is a metal singer.
That's a man.
You're not allowed to say that anymore.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I get more confused by the day.
If you saw that real quick, would you say that was a man or a woman?
Man.
Man.
Now, but I'm not sure, because on GQ, they have Serena Williams on the cover.
I know.
And it says, quote unquote, woman of the year.
Don't even.
And I read about this in another publication that informs me that that is inappropriate, sexist.
To say woman of the year?
And transphobic.
What now, the hell is all that?
I thought she was a woman.
She is. She is.
I thought she gave birth.
Who said it was transphobic?
The people that are saying it's inappropriate. That it's also transphobic.
What the hell? I don't know what's right and wrong.
I don't know what transphobic has to do with an actual woman.
Nope.
Or I guess saying actual is bad.
Giving birth.
This is the...
What is that?
Evening news.
Oh, no. I got to have the other stuff in here. Hold on. Hold on a second. Keep talking about transphobic.
No, I don't understand how when you're talking about an actual woman that you can be guilty of being transphobic.
Right.
That should have nothing to do with it.
But what does transphobic mean?
That you're afraid of trans people like this gentleman.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he's got a mustache.
I know he does. That fella does.
He goes by Kimberly.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, Rollvember 13.
Double MXV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Bring us news this afternoon. We're going to take a quick break.
Where are things going?
Is your friend going to be able to do crosstalk today or not?
I would think so.
All right.
Just what the hell's going on? How is it transphobic if it's a woman?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
I don't understand any of this. Just leave me alone.
To be a true champion, you need pride, vision, and perseverance. You need these same qualities to be a moderately successful afternoon FM talk show. Do you really expect people to believe this shit? Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. We're going to check some traffic for you, and then we're going to say hi to the evening show, Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman. But first, let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what I got. Fort Myers. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. North Cleveland Avenue at Stockton Street. And in Fort Myers, we got a few here. Crash, South Point Boulevard and Cypress Lake Drive. Then we have another one, San Carlos Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. And one more for you in Fort Myers. Crash, Daniels Parkway and State Road 82. And you are up to date. Got about 3 minutes here. 6 o'clock, Roger Marley, Dave the Waterman. Hey, guys.
Here we go.
What's up, bro? You there?
What's coming up?
I can't hear nothing.
Are you there?
Are we really?
There it goes. Okay. I was back connected, but yeah, there we go.
Sure. What's coming
up? Shut
up,
man. I can't hear you.
Am I doing anything?
No, you're not doing anything.
What's coming up on the show tonight?
Oh, brother. You know, I just got to the station, and I've heard some pretty interesting things about this Tinder stuff going on. And talking to your producer, he seems to really recommend the app, and I want to find out the good and the bad about this app.
So we're talking. So you've never been on Tinder?
I've never been on Tinder. I don't know anything about it, but I'd like to see what our listeners think, and if they've been on it, and hear some stuff from them. What do you got, Raj?
Oh, we got the cockfight.
Woo! Yeah, dude!
Slipknot going for 10 in a row.
Yeah. Do people care about that?
Yeah.
A lot of people vote on the cockfight.
Absolutely, man. They like that stuff.
Is it true that you are both 44 years old and live with your parents?
I do.
Currently, I guess that would be true, yes.
What are the odds of that?
I don't know, man. It's my buddy.
Are you guys like becoming like really bonding and becoming buds?
I'm embarrassed. It's
maybe
a recent,
they should become roommates.
It's a recent situation in my life.
Yeah, for Roger, you know. For me, man, you know.
I don't make a habit out of it.
You know, for me, bro, I've crashed and burned a lot. You know,
have you found that you have a lot in common?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Enough, I'd say.
Yeah, because you really didn't know Dave that well, and now you're doing a show with him.
No, I've known Roger for 15 years.
We've been sort of friends for 15 years.
Would you say you were friends?
I'd say we were good acquaintances.
Yeah, dude. Shut up, Stan. I see your disgust.
He's not doing anything.
No, I can see, Stan.
Dave, I want you to shut up. I'm not doing anything.
I see your disgust on your face.
I don't care what you see in my face. I'm not doing anything.
Are you feeling okay?
I want this segment over with.
Okay, well, all right. Well, we're done.
Cockfight.
All right, cockfight. Tender
up, 7 o'clock.
Wipe that smirk off.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I live with my girl. That could be interesting. Sometimes she'll walk around our place mad. I won't know why she's mad. Just walking around mad. I don't play those games, so I'll just trip her. I don't know what she was mad about before, but I definitely know she was mad that I just tripped her. So maybe now she'll open up while she's icing her knee and get it. How many times can you trip your girl before it becomes domestic violence? You gotta make sure it's a clear space. No tables around. You don't want anything bad to happen. Sometimes I come home late, like 3 a.m., and she gets mad. And I'm like, you know, I wanted to be out to 3. I wasn't doing anything bad. I was just hanging out to 3. Like, you realize I could, like, murder somebody and still make it home at 7 o'clock. So I just started making up stuff for where I was. Like, where were you? You came home. I was having a high-stakes dice game with Scott Baio. That's what I was doing. I hit him for 5 Gs. He doesn't know when to stop. He's got a problem. Well, what would you do if I stayed out to 3 in the morning? Well, I play video games and celebrate your absence.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Can we laugh? What? 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama has revealed that she and Barry went to a marriage counselor. Yeah, you don't need one, do you? After their daughters were born. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you don't want to hear from a marriage counselor.
Well, top things you don't want to hear from a marriage counselor.
Should I just yield the floor to you?
I still remember. Why are you two together?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. How did this even happen? Life is a joke.
Yeah, it sure is.
top things you don't want to hear from a marriage counselor.
Right.
I don't know what the two of you are complaining about. You should see my wife.
Jeez. You know, I want to say this. Look, far be it from me to judge people's lives. Mine's been a rocky one. But Haney and I were...
Think about that.
Well, yeah.
Your dad tried to warn you. He nicknamed you Rocky.
Yeah.
And you've had a rocky life.
Haney and I have been through the marriage thing before. Okay.
Thank you, no.
On numerous levels.
Uh-huh.
Dave is 44. And they're...
Instead of using your names, I'll just refer to you as Mr. and Mrs. Failure.
Yeah.
When you role play, which golden girl do you choose to be?
Maud.
So, which one of you geniuses thought this was a good idea in the first place?
Mama.
You know, I think this whole thing can be fixed with nothing more than essential oils.
Okay, all right.
You know, we could sit here babbling for an hour, or you could read all about it in my new self-published ebook. It's only $39.95. I'd hate to call you guys cured when there's still plenty of coverage left on the insurance.
Crazy.
Hey!
You're crazy!
You are!
You old bitch!
Old bitch!
She's a copycat.
Yeah, she
you
is.
You old fart!
Hey!
Go on, man, because I'll take you down, you son of a
Don't
bitch.
Don't you threaten me. Don't you threaten.
She's friggin' crazy, broad. You're crazy!
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Right. That's right.
I do think your intimacy issues would be greatly helped if, in fact, you would agree to get breast implants.
Yeah.
It's all right,
God.
Mama. It's all right, Mama.
And finally, the very top thing you don't want to hear from a marriage counselor.
Yes.
I'll do all I can to save this marriage. You'll work it out. As a matter of fact, I'd stake my online degree on it.
See you in Fort Myers, probably.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the sure building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 KROQ.